Today's Shir is Masech Bava Metzia, Daf Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Gemara in our previous Shir, because it had mentioned Sumchas, it had mentioned that Hordas, and that Hordas had built the Beis HaMikdash, destroyed, demolished, and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara delves into who Sumchas was, who Hordas was. Hordas avdet beis chashmonai hava. Hordas was a servant in the home of the chashmonaim. Nasan ena ba'isa tinaikis, and he wanted to marry a daughter, a woman from the chashmonaim. Yom echad, so one day shama hu gavra bas kala. He heard a bas kala damakal avdet the marid hashta. Any servant who will rebel at this moment, mitzlach, will be successful. I did see that the Mefarshim explained that certainly there was no bas kol that came out min Hashemayim to tell him to do the wrong thing. One pshat that I saw was it was in his imagination that he heard this bas kol, even though it wasn't real. And the other pshat that I saw is that the bas kol came from the Shadim, from the side of the Tumah, and that was with Sumchas, that's where Sumchas got this idea to do so. So Konkatlan al Kolomar Vasei, he killed all of the family members of the Chashmonai. Vesharia Lahu you knocked up, but he left over this girl. When this girl saw that Hordas wanted to marry her, Salika Lagra, she went up to the roof, Rama Kolar, raised her voice for Amr, command us of Amr Beis Chashmonai, Kosina, anyone who declares that he is from the Beis Chashmonai, you should not have the Hava, because must be a descendant of Hordas, and Hordas was never freed. And as the Mashah explains, Hordas's intention was to kill all of the Chashmonai, and that the only one left from the Chashmonaim should be this girl. And if the halachi is that if somebody marries a shivcha, then he goes out free, he goes both ways. And that by him marrying her, it would be an immediate, he would be freed, and he would no longer be an eved. Other Rishonim actually agreed that, actually suggest that it wasn't that he necessarily wiped out all of the Chashmonaim, but everyone else, besides this girl, had been miyash, had walked away from any ownership that they might have considered that they had with the avodim that they had. Besides this girl, but this girl said, "I am not marrying this eved," because she realized a that she shouldn't be marrying an eved, and b, what it meant, if she would be marrying him, Eved, it would mean that she was freeing him and allowing him to carry out his incorrect plan. She announced that I'm the only one left from this family. And what I'm doing is I'm committing suicide. Nuflam igla ara. So the Rishonim debate why this happened. The Ramban's approach is that Yaakov Avinu, in the Birkas Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, says La Yosa Shevet Yehuda, that the Melucha has to remain by Shevet Yehuda, and the Chashmonaim were Kohanim from Shevet Levi, and therefore they were punished because they should not have taken the monarchy in Klal Yisrael, they're not from Shevet Yehuda. The Ran, the Drashas Ran, actually disagrees with the Ramban. And the Drash Haran says that when Yaakov Avinu said La Yosa Shevim Yehuda, he was giving Yehuda a bracha that the monarchy belongs to Shevet Yehuda, and if Klal Yisrael will be worthy, they will have kings only from Shevet Yehuda. And the Drash Haran goes on to explain that as long as Klal Yisrael were appointing kings on their own, so the king that they always appointed were from Shevet Yehuda. But what happened was at a certain point, the kings in Klal Yisrael, and we'll see that in our Shia today, were just messengers, emissaries of the government. And therefore, in that case, the Ran says that they are not supposed, they're not considered melachim, that the pasuk says has to be only from Shevet Yehuda. The Ran says that they were punished because they weren't acting properly, and that's what happened to the Chashmonaim. But it has nothing to do with the halacha that we are discussing. That it's not that there's an isser for the Chashmonaim to be kings. So what happened, says the Gemara, is Tamna Shevashana Medovsha. He took this girl's body and he put it into honey for 7 years. Like that, it should be preserved. Ikad Amri, and there's a different opinions what actually happened. Ikad Amri Bala, that he had relations with her after she died. Vikad Amri Loi Bala, he didn't have relations with her. The Amri Loi Shabala, the ones that say that he had relations with her, Hadatamne. The reason he did this was li suvili atzrei. It was to work against his yetzer. He had this burning desire to have relations with her. The amrila shloi bala, the opinion that say that she didn't have relations with her. Hai de tamna, the reason he preserved in honey is keicha de nemra, that he should be able to say bas melech nosav, as we're learning and we will be learning. He had this desire to be king, and because he had this desire to be king, a way he would be able to attain the monarchy is by saying that he married this girl from the Chashmonaim. So he was very anxious for that to happen. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the halacha is that when something is preserved in honey, honey is different than anything else. We know that the halacha is replete with discussion. If something falls into something else, then the halacha, when is a bottle, when is a not bottle. But in honey, the reality the halacha says is that whatever is put into honey becomes like honey. And in fact, I saw that the Divrei Chaim suggests that that's the reason that during the Seres Yomei Tshuva and the Yom Neroim season, we dip the challah into honey. Because by putting something into honey, whatever we put into honey becomes honey. However, I saw that the Rashbag says that that is only by something which is not a whole thing. But something which is a whole, that it doesn't become bottled in the honey. And that was the case here. He wanted to put this girl into the honey, and the pieces of my putting it into honey, it'll change that she will become honey. I saw the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hanachmadim izam advash rav mesukim advash v'noifes tzufim." The pasuk compares Torah to honey. The other pasuk says, "Manim letzul lechiki imraskim advash lepi." The Chavetz Chaim says that why do we find that the Torah is compared to honey? He explains that because, as we just learned, that if something falls into honey, it becomes honey. And that's why the halacha is that if the legs are of a bee fall into the honey, there is no problem, even though the legs of the bee are obviously not kosher, because the honey turns them into honey. And that's what the pasuk in Tehillim, the psukim in Tehillim, are saying, that when somebody learns Torah, the Torah changes the person, just like how the honey has the ability to make whatever falls into it be like honey. Whatever for the person who connects himself and learns Torah, then he becomes Torah. But, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's only if the person is not whole, he's like pieces. If somebody still considers himself something significant, then the Torah does not have the ability to have that type. The Torah does not have the ability to have that type of influence over him. The Alter from Kelim says that when we speak about the Chashmonaim, we see that as much as the Chashmonaim, as great as the Chashmonaim were, and we know that the Chashmonaim were those that were the ones that made the entire Nes Chanukah, and the ones Matisyo and his family with Mil Hashem Eli, that doesn't change that as great as you are, you have to follow what the Torah demands of us. And the Chashmonaim, who, as we said, should have realized, as the Ramban taught us, La'yosah shevet mi'Yehuda, that Chashmonaim are not allowed to be kings. By them violating that, they ended up with the way they ended up, even though they also created such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem with the Nais of Chanukah. And I saw that that's why the Klozmer Rebbe explains that we know that the halacha does not require the only yontif in our calendar that doesn't come with an obligation to have a suda is Chanukah. Why not? So explains the Klozmer Rebbe Zatzal, because they violated the halacha of Layosa Shevet Yehuda, as great as of yontif it was, and as great as what they did, Chanukah does not come with a chiyuv suda. Amar, so Hurda said, Man Dorish, who are those that would be saying that I am disqualified to be a king? Who is the one that's saying, Bekerev Achecha Tosem Melech, that only somebody of perfect yichus could be a king? Because as Tosfos explains, Sumcha's thinking was that we should explain the Pasuk, that the Pasuk means that somebody who's Mikarev Achecha, only someone who's Jewish may be a king. But Rabbanan explained that Mikarev Achecha means Mimufcha Shebachecha. It has to be somebody who is of perfect yichus. Who is the one that's saying that? The Rabbanan. So what he's decided to do was convocate Lul Kol Rabbanan. He eliminated all of the Rabbanan. Tosfos says it wasn't that he killed all of the Rabbanan. He only killed those Chachamim who explained that Mekarev Achecha means Mimufcha Shebachecha. The Ben Yayod explains that he only disqualified those Chachamim who were sitting on the Sanhedrin, that they should not have the ability to disqualify him. And that's why he continues to say that he left Baba Ben Buta, but even though he left Baba Ben Buta, he blinded him. Because even though he realized that he has to keep Baba Ben Buta alive because he needs someone to represent the Chachme Yisrael, but he didn't want him to be able to be a member of the Sanhedrin. And a person who has a mum, a person who's blind, cannot be a member of the Sanhedrin. So Shafkel Baba Ben Buta L'mishkel Eitzminei, had like Kalila De'ele, but he made a crown of thorns, and like that, put it around his eyes, and like that, Makrina La'ene, he was able to blind him. I saw that the Ben Yoyod explains why specifically that he leave from all the Chachme Yisrael just Baba Ben Buta versus anyone else. So he explains that the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Nedarim Daf Samach Vav on the base that there was a person who had an interesting relationship with his wife. And one of the things that he told her was, he said, Zil Tavre Yasin, he told her to take melons and break them a Reisha Debaba. Reisha Debaba, what he meant by saying Reisha Debaba, he meant to say on the doorway. But she didn't understand him. And what she did was she broke them on the head of Baba Ben Buta. And Baba Ben Buta was sitting in the Besdin and learning, and she came in and broke those melons over his head. And obviously, most people faced with such a situation would get very upset. And she said, and he asked her, why did you do it? He said, because my husband told me to do it. Obviously, it was not what her husband really meant. And anyone else, as we just said, would normally get very, very upset. Baba Ben Buta did not get upset, and he, in fact, gave her a bracha that she should have two great children, which ultimately she did. So that's why he knew that Baba Ben Buta, who has this wonderful nature, is the one, and he needs a Talmud Chacham that he should have as an advisor. Baba Ben Buta is the right person. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad Osav Yosef Kamei. So one day, Hurdus sat next to Baba Mabuta and wanted to test him, and he knew that Baba Mabuta would not be able to recognize him because he had blinded him. So he started speaking disparagingly about himself. He said, look what Hurdus did. Amalei, my Avidlei. And Baba Mabuta said, what should I do? I have no power over him. Amalei, so Hurdus said, Nilatimar, curse him. Amalei, the Pasuk says in Koheles, even in your thoughts, you should not curse a king. Amalei, Hailav Malachu. He's not really allowed to be a king, as we've been learning. Amalei, Vileva Ashbalma. So Baba Mabuta said, even if he's not worthy to be a king, he's certainly a wealthy man. And the Pasuk says, Deviksiv, Bechadri Mishkamacha, Atakala Asher. And in the privacy of your home, don't curse a wealthy person. Voy, furthermore, Loye El Kanasi. Even if he's not the Melech, he's certainly the leader of Kalei Yisrael. Viksiv, Nasi Ba'am Chalei Sar. You're not allowed to curse a Nasi. To which Horda said, but doesn't that Pasuk mean, Baisa Masa Amcha? Only if the Nasi is acting appropriately. The high, when heard this, is certainly an individual that's not oisamasa amcha. The high lava oisamasa amcha. Amlei, so Baba Mabuta said, Mr. Fidamene, I'm scared of him. Amlei, lek inish da azul delemelei. Whatever you do is private, and nobody's going to repeat it, report them what you've done. The nova at yasivna. There's no one here sitting besides you and I. Amalei, ksiv ke'ef ha'shmaim yo'elech ha'sakol, u'bal k'nafayim ya'gadover. When you say something, you always need to be concerned that there are no secrets. There's going to be a bird, there may be a bird that will take the news. At that point, Amalei, says the Gemara, Hurdus said, Anahu, I am actually Hurdus. V'yahavidan, and he said, had I known, there's a Hari Rabbanan Kulehai, the Rabbanan are so careful about the way they treat somebody who's the king, Lava Katlinalu, I would not have killed them. But now he said, Hashtamaita Kanta Du Gavra, says the Gemara, what can I do? So here we see that Baba Mabuta avoided saying anything bad here. So I saw that the Mefarshim tried to understand what is the purpose of the Gemara bringing down this long story. One, the Lechem Shemayim says that from here we see the respect we have to treat the king, the government, even if we don't like what they do. Another lesson is the lesson that we just learned. There are no secrets. Oif HaShemayim Yelech Sakol. And we always have to be concerned. Don't believe their secrets. And even where you think it's the most private place, the halacha is that you're not allowed to speak badly about a king. And in fact, the Sefer Chashukei Chemed has here a very interesting discussion about listening to secrets. And the discussion that he has here is, may someone over eavesdrop on somebody else's discussion? He says, even though we mentioned in our previous year that even though the sugyas that we're learning now are about hezekria, but we indicated that there is no concept of hezek shmiya, the halacha is that there is an isser to listen or try to find out something that somebody else is keeping private. He says that he quotes a Hilchos Ketanis, that there used to be people that would write on their letters the word pagin. And pagin means pirates gather yishchana nefesh, yishchana nochesh. If somebody breaks what is a rule, he should be bitten by a snake. And what that means is that you're not allowed to open up and try to read what's a private letter. And what meant here as well is that he says it's not necessary to write it. The halacha is that you should not
try to know what somebody else wants to keep quiet. Having said that, he does say that a person who wants to keep a secret, there's 2 points he says. One, he says, is there are no secrets. And one, if one wants to speak something which is confidential, he has to go out of his way to try to keep it confidential. He says, we know that from the Torah, where Yaakov Avinu wanted to speak to Rachel and Leah, that he wanted to leave Lavan's house. And the pasuk says, V'yishlach Yaakov, V'yikra l'Rachel Leah ha'sada el tzoynai. He knew that indoors, yesh oznaim l'kir, the wall has ears. And therefore, you have to try to, if you want to keep something confidential, it's very difficult. And then he says that if you are aware of something that's confidential, it is extremely usur, extremely prohibited to repeat that. And he quotes that the Pele Yoyitz quotes the Sefer Idra Kadisha, that's the Zoyar. The man, the Maglan Rosen, somebody who reveals secrets, Kilu Kotten Govern, it's compared as if he murdered someone, or Kilu Polach Avodah Zarah, as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. And he says that such a person will not be able to survive. Moreover, he says that somebody who listens to a secret that is not meant for him to hear, violates the Isra of Lysigzoil. He also says it could be that he's in the category of a mazik. If something was meant to be kept quiet and you listen when you're not supposed to listen, or certainly you disclose what you're not supposed to disclose, he suggests it could be in the category of doing terrible damage and that you're considered a mazik. Amalek, so heard this, asked Baba Ben Buta, what should I do? I did such a terrible sin. So he said, "Who cover Irish Olam? You extinguished the light of the world by killing these Talmid Chacham. The Ksiv Kenem Mitzvah Torah are Yelch V'Yasek B'Irish Olam. The way you could repair what you've done is by bringing back the light in the world by repairing the Beis Hamikdash. The Ksiv V'Nor Alav Kol Agoyim. That the Beis Hamikdash is considered Nor, the light. Ikadamri, another version." What Rabbi Ben Buta said to him was, to her, this was Hachamalai. Who sima ene shaladam? You blinded the people who are the ene ha'ayda, the Dole Yisrael. The Sanhedrin are considered the eyes of Klai Yisrael, the Ksiv ha'ayim ene ha'ayda. Yelch v'is'asik be'ene shalalam. So you should try to repair the base of Migdosh, which is considered the Enish Olam, the Ksiv Hinina Michalas Magdoshi, Goin Uschem, Mahmad Einechem. So the Masha explains that these two versions of what he said, or Ene Eda, are not really disagreeing. Or, he says, is referring to the Torah of the Talmid Chachamim, as the Pasuk says, Kine Mitzvah Torah Or, and the Talmid Chachamim themselves are considered the Einei Ha'olam, Eda, they're the ones that lead us. So what Baba Ben Buta was saying to Hordas was, the Beis HaMikdash is a place from which Torah emanates, Kimitzion Teitze Torah. And the Talmid Chachamim learn Torah, so you have to repair that. On the other hand, the Beis HaMikdash is a place of great Kedusha. And the Talmid Chachamim are the Einei Eda, and therefore, you have to repair that way. You have to repair the Beis HaMikdash. To which Hordas said, I'm concerned about the government, that the government will be upset if I do something like this. So Baba Ben Buta gave him advice. He said, Shad Shlicha, send messengers to go get permission from the government. V'lezel Shata, but tell them not to rush. It should take them a year till they get to Rome. The lack of shatter, and it should take them a year while they're there. The lahad of shatter, and it'll take them a year to come home. Ad ha'chi v'ha'chi, and while this delay is taking place, sasuslei b'nislei, you'll be able to demolish and rebuild the base of Mikdash. It says the Gemara, Ovid ha'chi, that's exactly what he did. It says the Gemara, sholchalei. The Romans sent the following message
message to the Hurdus. Im lo satarta, if you have not yet demolished the Beis HaMikdash, al taster. Don't demolish it. Vim satarta, if you have demolished it, al tivne, don't rebuild it. Vim satarta, Venisa, if you demolished and rebuilt it, avda bisha, you're a lowly servant. Basa da avda mismalchen, after you do something, that's when you ask permission. Im zaynach alacha, if you have the ability that you could kill, you killed your owners, your masters, the Chashmonaim, Sifra Chakan, we know, they said, we know who you really are. Loiraka, Flebraka Hudus, we have written in our files that you're not a melech. Avda Klanya Mis Avid, you're only a person who's really an Eved that tried to get himself free. Says the Mamai Raka, so as we defined, what is the definition of the word Raka? Malchusa, the Malchus. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when David became Melech over Yisrael, David Melech proclaimed, Anayichi hayoim rach umishuach melech. Vibayis ima mahocha. The Pasuk calls Yosef Avrech. Amri, says the Gemara Mishle Rav Binyan Hurdus, whoever did not see the Beis HaMikdash that Hurdus built, Loi Rav Binyan Noam Yomav. He never saw a beautiful building. Says the Gemara B'mai Banye, with what did he build it? Amarava ba'avnei shaisha b'marava. He made it out of green and white marble slabs. Ikadarim ba'avnei kuchla shaisha marva. He had blue and green and white marble. Afik shafik v'ayil shafa. And the way he had to build the bricks arranged, one brick out, one brick in, they keiched in the kabel sida, it should be able to have place to put the cement. The Savala Meshe B'dehava, and Hurdus wanted to coat the entire Beis HaMikdash with gold. Amalei Rabbanon Shafke, don't do so. The Hachis Shav B'tvei, using this marble is nicer. The Mechsi, the way you built it, it gives the impression to the adversary of the Yama. It looks like the waves. And I actually saw that the Mashah explains that it was built with this blue stones that look like Tchelis, and it is a skula to look at Tchelis. If somebody looks at Tchelis, it's a way to become a greater Yerushamayim. Because as we know, the Medrash says, Tchelis daim liyam, the color of the Tchelis is similar, is like the yam. The yam daim lurkiya, lurkiya daim lukisei kovid. So it's a way that always reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. And in fact, I saw the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we know that every Shevet had a stone in the Choshen, and the stone of Shevet Yisoskar was Saphir. And Saphir has the same color as Tchelis. Explains the Rabbeinu Bechaya, because Shevet Yisoskar was so careful about learning Torah, because they were so careful about learning Torah, they were the ones that really deserve to have the Tchelis, because they're the ones that bring the real goal of the world to fruition. Says the Gemara, Baba Babuta Ava Hech Avad Hachi, ask me how did Baba Babuta act this way to give Hurdus advice? Ask the Gemara Vahamar of Yehuda Amarav, V'tayim Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, V'bnei ma'an nenesh Daniel, why was Daniel punished? Neshe'esia Eitzel Nevuchadnezzar. He gave the Nevuchadnezzar advice. The Pasuk in Daniel tells us that Nevuchadnezzar had a dream, and he saw a tree, an incredible tree that grew up till the sky, and it had most incredible branches, and the branches gave this most beautiful fruit, that the fruit from that one tree were able to supply food for the entire world. And the animals surrounded that tree, and they were able to have room under that tree for all of their needs. And then a malach came down from Shemayim and ripped off the tree and ripped off all of its branches. And Daniel told him
that the interpretation of this dream is about you yourself, Nebuchadnezzar, and that you will be the person that will rule over the entire world, and you will be the one that has control over the entire world economy. And then, at the end, you will not survive. And Nebuchadnezzar, hearing this interpretation, asked Daniel, what can I do to save myself? Shenemar, so the pasuk says that Daniel advised Nebuchadnezzar, Lehein Malka, Malka Yishepach Lach. I'm going to give you good advice. V'chato'echa b'tzdaka proik, Daveris, he was a horrible person, and he rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way you could redeem your Averis by giving tzedakah, v'avioscha b'marchan anyan, and by supporting poor people, you could take care of your Averis. Hein taharva arkel shavaseich, that's how you could have your manaki lengthened. V'ksiv kol ha-matal v'chanetza malka, the entire dream came through. V'ksiv l'ktsas yakin trein osa, but he was able to push it off for 12 months. So we see that he gave Nebuchadnezzar advice, and the pasuk says that Daniel was punished, as we'll see in a moment. So the question is, how did Baba Ben Buta repeat the same mistake? Answers the Gemara, Ibayis Emes Shani Avda Dechai B'Mitzvahs. Nebuchadnezzar was a goy, and therefore he didn't deserve to get this advice. Hordas was Jewish. The Beis HaMikdash, Baba Ben Buta saw this as an opportunity for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which he realized was so important because the Eloi Malchus, only one that had the ability to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, is the king. And he wanted to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Asked the Gemara for the Neyam and Nolan the Enish. The Gemara said Daniel did the wrong thing. Where do we see that Daniel was punished? Ilay Mishim Dixiv, the Tikra Esther La Soch, Vomer Rav Hasoch said Daniel. Hasoch is actually Daniel. Hanich Laman Domer, why was he called Hasoch? Shechet Chua Beme Gedlusoi. In the time about, he was originally a very high level official, and now his position was cut down. How can we say that he was punished? Says the Gemara, he was punished. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, Nebuchadnezzar was compared to a king, and to a lion. So since Nebuchadnezzar was compared to a lion, he was thrown into a den of lions. So I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef explains that why did Daniel have this nes happen to him? Because Daniel was careful to daven three times a day. And what happened was, at the time of Esther, we know that everybody davened. So since at the time of Esther, Hamalka, everybody davened, So at that point, Daniel was no longer such a unique and great person, because at that point everybody was davening, and that's what it means that he wasn't where he was. Tosfos says that actually in the Targum of Esther it says that Daniel was punished because Haman killed him. And why was he deserving of that? So the Chasam Sofer explains that where did Haman learn that money has a power? He learned it from Daniel, because as we just learned, Daniel gave Nebuchadnezzar the advice of spending money. So therefore, and Haman gave Achashverosh the 10,000 gold coins. The Alta from Slobodka says that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned in this Gemara. The lesson to be learned in this Gemara is that there's always hope for everyone. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is, look at Nebuchadnezzar. who was one of the biggest Rishoyim in the history of the world. But Daniel gave him advice, and at that moment, Nebuchadnezzar was ready to accept the advice. And because he accepted the advice and he took gave tzedakah, even he had tremendous hatzlacha. So too, the Gemara is teaching us that we always have the ability to we can never give hope up hope if we didn't give up hope in Nebuchadnezzar. We learned in the Mishnah, going back to the wall that was discussed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hakol Kaminiga Medina. Ask them, Hakol Asuya Mai. What is that coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Lasuya Asra the Nehigi Behutzva Dafna. It's in a place that they make walls out of branches. If that's the Minig HaMakom, that's what could be done. So I saw that the Rishonim ask, of course, if that, we learned extensively in Masechet Bava Metzi, that we always follow the Minig HaMedina. What's the point that the Gemara is trying to teach us here? So the Rishonim say that if somebody, what we're learning here, that the Hutz of a Dafna is the weakest wall that can be made. But you can't make a weaker wall than that. We can't force, we cannot say it's considered acceptable, even if it's a Minig HaMedina. So, but if the Minig HaMedina is to build a wall, then the halacha is that a stronger wall, a sturdier wall, the other neighbor cannot say that a wall made of branches is not satisfactory, because the other neighbor could say, if the Minig HaMedina is a stone wall, that's what I want. However, the halacha is that if he says that, let's say he says, I understand that a wall made out of branches could do the trick, but I recognize and I know that that won't last, and I don't want to spend money on that type of a wall. So suggest the Rosh that under such circumstances, the neighbor who wants the flimsy wall can build it, but he can build it, or he can only use his own funds. He cannot force the other neighbor to participate. The Muki Yosef disagrees. The Muki Yosef says if the Minig HaMedina is stone, that even if there's a neighbor that says, well, I want a flimsier wall and I'll pay it myself, we don't listen. We don't listen to him. He doesn't have a right to make that kind of a request. Lefikach Mnosa Kaifu. So as says the Gemara, that if they both build the wall, that the Mishnah built the wall that the Mishnah told us to build, and now it falls down, Hamokn Vavonim Shoshneim, they both have right to the place and to the stone. The place where the wall is considered owned by both of them, and they both have to get the stones that fell down. So says the Gemara Pshita, they both contributed, and therefore they both are entitled. And as I saw, the Mefarshim asked that the Gemara's question means to say, the Gemara's question is, the Mishnah used the word lefikach, and the question is, what is the word lefikach coming to teach us here? Answers the Gemara, letrich the nafal reshus t'chaminayu, that the wall, that the stones fell into one of his property, inami the peninachal reshus of the day, or was all the stones were cleared to the property of one of these two people? So he should be able to say that this is mine. And the reason he should be able to say that this is all mine, because the stones are my property. And since the stones are my property, that's a proof that it belongs to me. So now when the other partner comes and says, no, it's a partnership here. It should be considered a situation that we often discuss of a Moitzim Chaveril of Araya. The onus is on him to prove that he owns half of this. Kamash Malan, the assumption is that they own both, and since they both participated, it therefore belongs to both of them. The Chaim Bebina says the Marasotu is Aloch by Garden. Mokum Shnogel Ligdor Mechaim Nesu. If the Minig is to make a wall, they have to make the wall. Ask the Gemara Gufa Kasha. Let's try to understand the wording of our Mishnah. Amrit, first the Mishnah said, V'chein Begina. Mokv Shnagul Ligdor, V'chein Nesoy. So it seems that only where there's a minute to make a wall in a gina, must a wall be made. Hastama, if there is no such minig, we don't make him make a wall. But continues the Gemara, Ema Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah, Avol Dikah, the open field, Makom Shnagush Loyal Ligdor, if there's a minig not to make a wall, Ema Chayvenesoy. That's only because there's specifically a minig not to make the wall. Hastama, if there is no minig, Mechayvenesoy, we make a wall. So ask the Gemara, Hashta, a Gina needs more protection than a Bika. So ask the Gemara, Hashta, Stam Gina, and by Gina Amrit Loi, we say you don't have to make a wall. Stam Gika Mibai, you do have to make a wall. Amar Baya Hakkam, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Chain Stam Gina, a place where there is no minig on the Gina, it's treated like a Bika, like a Chatzar, and the halacha is that there's a concern of Hezekria, and you have to make a wall. The Malkum Shnagel Likta Begrega, whereas a Bika, it depends on what the minig is, Mechayven Esai. So in other words, it's saying that a Gina should always need a wall, just like a Chatzar, and a Bika depends on the minig. That's a bias interpretation of the Mishnah. Amalei Rav Imkei Mai Avol Bebika. When the Mishnah used the word Ma'avol, the Mishnah should have said that it shouldn't have said Avol. The Mishnah should have said Avamakum Shunloi Nagu Ligdar. Alamar of a Hakutani. Stam Gina Kamakum Shunloi Ligdami. Umachayim Nesai. Regular Gina is considered like a place that you assume needs a wall. Av Stam Bika Kamakum Shunloi Ligdami. Vemachayim Nesai. Unless there is a minik. The Mishnah said that if it's a situation that only one of them is building a wall, El Maratzu Kainus Lotach Shunloi. Or Bain of Isa Chazos. He could build it on his property, but he has to make a chazus. Ask the Gemara, my chazus, what is the definition of a chazus? Amar Rav Huna, akve l'kana nabar. He should turn over, he should have the stones protruding into the other person's property. Ask the Gemara, but why into the other person's property? If it never milgav, why do you have it protruding into your own property? Says the Gemara, because if that's what's adequate, then the other person also will do the same. Ovid Chaver Nami Mabar, he'll make it protruding into his property, and will when he really didn't make it, Vamadi Dehu. Yosh Da'achinami, if it's going into the other person's property, and the other person has access to it, why should we not be concerned, asked the Gemara, the guy's Lechavre, that he's going to cut off those, he's going to chop off those protruding bricks. Vama, and because, and then there won't be a simon anymore, that this other neighbor built the wall by himself, and he'll say, the wall was a joint effort. Says the Gemara, if he will do so, if there'll be stones that he'll cut off, Gizuza made the deal be noticeable. Ikadam Amar Rav Huna, Michvel Karimabar. What he should do is he should turn over the top of the wall into his own property. Ask the Gemara Vnei Mabar, why don't you do it to the other side? Guys like Chavre, because we're concerned, like we just learned, that the neighbor will take that and cut it off, and then be able to say the David the Dihu. Ask the Mari Hachi Hashtan Nami, why should we not be concerned that the neighbor, Laif Le Chavre, will add a something to the wall on the side of his property, Vam the David the Dihu, and I'll say that the wall belongs to both of us. Answers the Gemara, Lefufi Midi Yadia, it'll be noticeable. Ask them of him b'chutz k'tani, but the Mishnah said clearly that it's made b'chutz, and it says here that you do it the other direction. Kasha, Rav Yochanan Amar nishay ba'amsim l'bar. What the Mishnah means to say is we should put on an extra layer of cement facing the other property. Ask them of never milgav. Why don't we have that extra layer towards the inside? Answers the Gemara because ovet chavim milbar. We need to be concerned that the other neighbor will do the same. Vam de David de Dehu. Yahash de Nami, why should we not be concerned if I put on this extra layer of cement, the couple of chavri, that the other person will scrape off the cement? Vam de David de Dehu. Answers the Gemara, clue for me the idea. If it's scraped off, it'll be noticeable. Hutza. But ask the Gemara, what happens if you have a fence made out of branches, where you can't put cement or extra bricks, etc. Amalei, knufa yinechem abar. Bend over the branches into the other direction. ask the Gemara of Nevi Milgar, why don't you turn them into your area? Answers the Gemara, because we need to be concerned. Amanami Chavri Lavar, the other neighbor will bend the benches. Vamadi David Adihu. So ask the Gemara, I'll have the branches protrude into the other direction, and he'll cut them off. Vamadi Dehu. Says, no, a masakle tina. You put cement on the branches, and it'll be obvious if they were cut off. Hashtanami, says the Gemara, asachavir kalaflay, he'll remove the cement. Says the Gemara, if he removes it, it'll be noticeable. Klufa made the idea. Abai amab, hutza lesloi tekanta. Indeed, if the wall is made out of branches, there is no advice, el bishtara, that he has to have a document indicating that this wall is completely, the materials are completely his, and the area on which it was built are completely his. Av Moslem Yiddish dash name, if both of them made the wall, then they make a chazus from both sides. Amalei Rabban Bazikler Vashi, lo yas lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Why was it necessary to make a chazus in both directions? Don't make any chazus. Amalei Tzricha. The Gemara is referring to a situation, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Kadam Chadmanai of the day. One of them already made a chazus. V'iloi Ovid Chavri. So therefore, if the other person won't make a chazus, Amr, there's a concern that I'll say the day who it's all mine. The Tana asked the Gemara to Kantel Ramaika Mashmon. Is the purpose of our Mishnah to tell us what if somebody did the wrong thing, are we to do? Amalei Reisha Lav Latakanta Ramayahu. Says the Gemara, the Reisha is the same. The whole point of our Mishnah is that we're concerned that somebody's going to say something is his when it's not really. So that's the whole Mishnah. Amalei Bishlam Reisha Tana Dina Mishum Dina Tanta Kanta. First, the Mishnah told us the Halacha if only one of them wants to build the wall. And once the Mishnah taught us that it's a possibility that only one of them built the wall, the Mishnah says what he should do to guarantee that he's not cheated. El Sefer, Dina Ketani, the Ketani Tekanta, the Sefer doesn't tell us a rule that we should say, and now go further. Amar Vina, says the Gemara, indeed, if both are participating in the wall, you don't have to make a chazus. Hocha Behutzi Askinen, the Sefer is speaking about a wall that's made out of branches. Lefukum Abaye Dom Mahutza Leste Tekanta El Bishtara. And Abaye, we just learned, says that there is no way of guaranteeing that you won't get hurt when you made a wall out of branches, unless the only thing that could help you is documentation. Kamash Malan, that's why the Seif is coming to tell us that even in a wall of branches, Chazus Sagya, you can make a Chazus and be safe. Says the Mishnah, Makas Chaver Mishloish Ruchoisov. Somebody encircles somebody from three sides. The goddess of Shoin, somebody encircles somebody, has three fields around somebody else's field. For God, that's a Rishonim and Shnei V'Shlishis, and they put on a fence around three sides. The other person could say, this was in a bikkah, as we just finished learning. In a bikkah, we cannot demand that you put up a wall if it's not the minig. And therefore, he says, the person who benefits cannot be obligated to have to pay for the fence. However, says Rabbi Yossi, if now the person was surrounded, that's the Pash Pshan in the Mishnah. If the person who was surrounded says, I am ready, is ready to pay, is ready, makes the fourth wall. So that shows that he's very satisfied with his walls. And because he's satisfied with these walls, now he's going to have to pay Megalgan as a kol. He has to pay for all, participate in all four sides. The Gra says that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Akarchach at the Noitzer, Vakarchach at the Noilad, Vakarchach at the Chai, Vakarchach at the Meis, Vakarchach at the Asa Listin Din Vecheshbin Lefnei Melech Malchim Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains that Mishnah is the same as our Mishnah. And what our Mishnah is saying is like this. Our Mishnah is teaching us a person doesn't have a choice if he should come to this world or not come to this world. So therefore, if a person is here without any choice, so explains the Gra, Why should he have to give din v'cheshbon? The answer is that this person shows that if chas v'sholom something happens, he values his life. So it's like the person who showed with the fourth wall. And if you showed that you want to live, then you so live the way you're supposed to live. And that's how I saw the Gra explains what it says, the Gemara, the Kimu v'Kiblu, that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah in the time of Achashverosh, they accepted the Megillah. And once they showed that they were ready to accept that, then they were able to, everything else. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained that that's exactly the reason Yaakov Avinu was punished for those years that he wasn't with, for those years that he was, that he didn't keep Kibbut of Aim, even for the 22 years that he was learning. And in general, the Mefarshim, based on this Mishnah, teach us a very important halacha. It's impossible for most people to learn all of the time, because they have to work, they have to do whatever they have to do. And nobody can have a claim against somebody for having to live that way. But, explain the Mefarshim, if a person spends, whenever he's not working, he spends time learning, so then that person will get credit as if he was learning all the time. But if the person, when he has free time, is still not learning, then he has no right to say, well, I would have been learning. You showed that in your free time, you weren't learning. Then I saw on the other way around. It goes, if a person spends all of his free time learning, then the halacha is that he will be rewarded. But on the other hand, if a person spends his free time wasting his time, he will even be punished for a time that he's working. Begins the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Mishmul, Halacha, Rav Yossi. The Amar, the Halacha, follows Rav Yossi. Opinion, Amar, the Goddess, Ravius, that if he built the fourth woman, God wants a call. It says the Gemara, says Rav Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference who made the fourth wall. Loishna Nikif, if the person who was surrounded made the fourth wall, or Loishna Makif, the one that built the walls. Itmar Afunama Hakol, says the Gemara, when we say that he has to pay, Lefi Mashagodar, he has to pay the half according to whatever the wall was made out of. Chiba Rava Mahakol Lefi Dmei Konim. He doesn't have to pay just because the person built an expensive wall. He doesn't have to pay for an expensive wall. He has to pay the cheapest wall, a wall made out of branches. Ask the Gemara on Chiba Rav. Tonight we just learned in the Mishnah. Makas Chaver Mishalosh Ruchos. The God is Rishon Vesashni Vesashlishis. Ein Mechayven Isai. Harvius for the fourth wall. If he made the fourth wall Mechayven Isai, he has to pay. Ein Mesefer. Rabbi Yosef Emer, Imam of God, is revealed to Gangon as a call. So says the Gemara. Bishlama l'Rav Huna the Omer, that according to Rabbi Yosef, Hakol means l'fishma godabai, that he has to pay half of whatever the walls actually cost. So now we can understand the machloikis. Hanadikav and Tanakama v'Rabbi Yosef. That's the machloikis. Tanakama sova the meikon bezol in, that how much does the person have to pay? He has to pay what a cheap wall would cost. V'masha godaloi, what the actual wall cost, he does not have to participate. And comes Rabbi Yossi and says, Hakol lefi masha gadar, he has to pay whatever the wall cost. Elachiba Rav Dama Hakol fi demei konim bezol. That even Rabbi Yossi agrees, you only have to pay what a cheap wall would cost. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, my ikabe tanakamala Rabbi Yossi, idema konim zol lekayovle, if that's not what you're giving, according to the Tanakama, then what are you giving? Ibai say magan natiri kaminayu. The nafkamina is that the Tanakama holds agnatirin, hiring a guard for when there's produce there is even cheaper. So you could get away with that. The may kind of bezoloi, but a cheap wall is more expensive. That you don't have to give. Rabbi Yossi Sover, the may kind of bezol, you have to give at least the value of a cheap wall. Ibai sema, the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is Rishoyne Shni Vishloshis Ikabinayu. Tanakam Sov Revisu the Yovle. The person has to participate in the fourth wall. Avru Shani Shni Vishlishis, those walls, Lo Yovle, he doesn't have to participate in. Rav Yossi Sov, and Rav Yossi says Rishon and Shnei Vishlishis, Nami Yavalei has to participate in all the walls. The Tanakam Sova, why does this person have to participate? Dom and Nikiv, because he made participate in the fourth wall. That's when Megalgam of Sokol, he has to participate. Avol Omed Makiv, if it was the person who made the wall, made the fourth wall, Ein Noisel Oy Demei Revis, he only has to pay for the fourth wall. Rabbi Yossi holds, Loishna Nikiv, Loishna Makiv, it doesn't make a difference who made the fourth wall. Im Omad Vigodar, if the fourth wall was erected, so now he's completely covered, Megalgam of Sokol, he has to participate in all the walls.